Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, looks like one NBA player made the right call, or did he? We'll get to that in just about a minute. This is The Odd Couple. I am Andy Furman, sitting in for Chris Broussard. Here's my partner, my friend, my guy, and a member of the Van Buren High School Hall of Fame, Rob Parker. Yes, he is.
Rob Parker. That's right, Andy. You know, hey, as you know, the idea of that, I still get numb when I hear that I was inducted. There's only 15 people in the Martin Van Buren High School Hall of Fame in Queens Village, New York, and I'm a proud member of it.
Yes, you certainly are. By the way, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, let's get into this NBA just a little bit. All right, because we talk about my hometown, Brooklyn, and they did not have an NBA team when I lived there, but they got the Brooklyn Nets, and it took only 7 games when the Nets were 2-5. To dump their head coach, it's amazing. I can't even get the words out because he was such a good player and such a good guy. But here's the deal. They dumped him. Their general manager, Sean Marks, said he didn't consult with any of the players before the firing of Steve Nash. And Kevin Durant said that on Tuesday evening when they lost to the Chicago Bulls at that eighth game. Beginning of the eighth game. And it's worth noting that it was Kevin Durant who reportedly gave the owner of the Nets, Joseph Tsai, an ultimatum back in August that either honor his trade, which he wanted to have a trade, right, or fire Nash. And he told Marks and he told Tsai he doesn't have faith in the team's direction. So the question I have for you, Mr. Parker, is it a situation here of the maybe inmates ruling the asylum? Or maybe just a coach not really qualified, similar to Jeff Saturday with the Colts.
You know what? I think people out there need, I want you guys to call in and apologize to Kevin Durant. Because I think people were like, oh, he's a big spoiled baby. Oh, he wants to blame Steve Nash for the shortcomings of the Nets. And it's not him, it's the players or whatnot. And I think he's been proven right. Because, and obviously, Bandy, they're healthier. Kyrie's controversy's behind him. Ben Simmons is looking more like the all-star that he was with Philly before he had his issues, right, with playing. Kevin Durant gives you his all every night. He's playing MVP-caliber basketball. But let's be honest. Kevin Durant was right. KD was right. Steve Nash should have been fired when they got swept by Brooklyn. You remember that? KD couldn't even get an open shot. He couldn't come up, Andy, with a plan or a play to get KD open in those situations. And, you know, KD didn't go public with it. Somebody leaked it. It's fine that he wanted the GM and the coach fired, you know, to continue on with the Nets. And I give the Nets credit. They did not honor his wishes because they weren't going to get an equal deal for Kevin Durant. But when I hear this all the time that, you know, the inmates running the asylum, it's ridiculous. Sometimes players know. You know he's been around. He won championships with Steve Kerr, right, with Golden State. Right. He's been with other coaches. Sometimes guys, they could be a nice guy, and he could be a great player. Maybe he's just not a good enough coach. And I think that's where Steve Nash is. This team is red hot. They've won 9 in a row. Their last 3 wins, Golden State, Milwaukee, and then last night in Cleveland. I mean, 9 in a row. They're now 3rd in the Eastern Conference. They're coming. They are playing great basketball. No distractions. Jacque Vaughn was given an interim tag at first. They pulled that off, made him the coach. Right. He's done a great job. They play better defense. And here for all the people who are bellyaching about the players, oh, you know, they want too much power, they want to get rid of the coach. Sometimes you need a player to stand up and say, this guy's no good. That's what Durant did. That's what KD did. He was right. He was right all the way on the Steve Nash call because that team was struggling, Andy. It was too hard. They didn't defend. Every game was a struggle, and they have too many good players for it to be a struggle. And now it looks like a well-oiled machine.
It's a very
and I
want to
give you another
situation.
Example before. Yeah. One more, Andy. One other example. It happened in Philadelphia. Joe Girardi was jettisoned, right, after 40-something games.
Yeah.
That's not a long time in baseball, right? Joe won a World Series with the Yankees. But there was something going on in that clubhouse. They give the job to Rob Thompson, and guess what? They go to the World Series.
Right, right. I think that the public doesn't seem to understand it, and you know this, working with athletes and being in locker rooms and clubhouses, there's not really that much coaching when you get to that level. It's how you handle people. That's what you got to do. Some people, and Pete Rose told me this years ago, some guys, some athletes need a pat in the rear end, some guys need to be told what to do, and some guys need to be left alone. There's 3 things you got to do, and sometimes people can't do it. Maybe you don't have the personality to coach, and sometimes people who are coaches change their personality, and athletes could see right through that. It seems to me there's a great relationship right now with Jacque Vaughn. There's no doubt in my mind. They're playing for him. They like him. The chemistry's there. And you hit it on the head. This team is too talented to be poor. They're too talented not to win.
No doubt about it. They got way too much talent. And we do have some sound, right? Kevin Durant talking about the team and where and what they're doing. All right, here we go.
I felt like we've always been focused. I felt like we don't even talk about some of the stuff that may have been loud around our team. Like, I had so many friends. It's like, yo, K, you all right, man? What's going on? Like, man, so much craziness going on with y'all. But I'm go to work and go home. Like, there's more noise on the outside for us, to be honest. And it's been like that since day one. What we did was simplify both ends of the basketball, shored up our roles individually. Coach shored up our roles, is pretty much letting us know each day what he needs from us. And I think that's been the focus, you know. So it's not like, man, finally we got the noise out of our locker room and now we can play. I just think we always been locked in on basketball and trying to help get this thing back on track.
I know there's a lot of people, Andy, all over NBA America, they hate the Nets. They hate Kyrie. They hate KD. They don't want them to win. They don't want to see this team come together and win. They are wearing the black uniform because they don't like that KD when he went to the Warriors and won those championships there. They don't like Kyrie with the antics and all the stuff that he's done, you know, and so they're in the black uniforms, they're wearing the black hats, they're the bad guys. They are, and people are ignoring them. Like this streak, no one's really talking about the Nets. But I think if you've watched them at all, and I have been watching the games, This is a dangerous team when they're healthy and they're playing like they are. And Andy, there's nothing else going on. But I dare Odd Couple listeners to call up and give Kevin Durant some props.
They won't.
We always kill players, right? For saying stuff or whatever. You know, oh, these guys are big babies. No, Kevin Durant nailed it. When Steve Nash got fired, Chris and I both agreed it had to happen at that time when they were 2-5, or what did you say? When it 2-6, yeah, 2-5. That team was the start of the season was terrible, and it was like, what is going on here? When is this team going to snap and get together? And now they have a 9-game winning streak and looking like the team we all thought they would be with that kind of talent.
I'm going to take a guess, and obviously it's an uneducated guess. Most of my guesses are uneducated. I'm going to take a guess that when the callers come in, and we'll do it in the next segment, that most of them will say they dislike Kevin Durant, they dislike what he did, they dislike when athletes go public. They want to see a guy keep their mouth shut and just play. That's what they want to do. We heard it with LeBron years ago. Just shut up and dribble. Remember that?
Right.
Remember that? That's what the public wants. I'm paying my money. I don't want to hear anything out of your mouth that has anything to do other than athletics, other than your sport. Don't tell me about politics. Don't tell me about social issues. Don't tell me anything at all. And believe me, don't tell me about firing a coach. They don't want to hear it. Now, you're right, and I think he was right. And I think, in fact, when he did say that, and I was one of those guys back in August, like, wow. That's a pretty hefty statement. And I was like really gung-ho for like Marks and Joseph Tsai saying they didn't want to bend. Well, they didn't want to bend because, A, they couldn't get anything in return for Kevin Durant that's quality.
Right.
And B, they ain't going to win without him. They and can't win without him.
And the other thing too, Andy, is, you know, when it became public and it was leaked or whatever, then that's what reporters do. And I have no issue with that. Like, people talk. But I think it's like they just don't want to feel like they're being told what to do. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't tell me, I own the team, don't tell me what to do. But in reality, if they would have stepped back and not have that feeling like you're being told what to do, instead of listening to your player who's won championship, who's been on championships, who's been on good teams, played for good coaches, and he tells you there's an issue with the coaching, you should listen to that guy. He's in the locker room. He's playing out there. He knows what's going on. Wouldn't you say, Andy, better than a general manager or better than the owner?
I would say that, but I look what's happened with the Boston Celtics. They get rid of their coach, and they gave him so much praise last year, taking him to the finals, and now they haven't skipped a beat with a guy who's never coached in the NBA, maybe never coached at all, play for Bob Huggins at West Virginia.
And that's the point, is you can't just jump on these guys when they give you an opinion or tell you that something's going on. And I think that's where a lot of fans go wrong. The right away, the knee-jerk reaction was to rip KD. Oh, no doubt. These players. Oh, what they want. This is ridiculous. I don't want that. They want Steve. They're going to blame Steve Nash. Yes. Let's blame Steve Nash. You know why, Andy? Because if they had played well and were winning, Steve Nash would get credit, wouldn't he?
But I haven't seen that in sports in eons. How come I'm not seeing that in Indianapolis with the Colts blaming Jeff Saturday for losing? How come I don't see it? No one's speaking up there, and there's 53 freaking guys that could speak up and do it.
Now, easily.
There's only 12 on a basketball team.
Right. But you all got always got to remember, I don't know who's on that Colts team or whether or not anybody there has any real cachet.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant has cachet. Yeah. He's the 15th leading scorer. He just passed who did he just pass? Tim Duncan, all right? 15th leading scorer in NBA history. This guy's won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. He has cachet. If Kevin Durant tells me something as an owner, I think you should listen to him. I'm not saying he should make all the decisions. I'm not saying that. But in the case of Steve Nash, when they got swept against Boston, Andy, he should have been fired right then and there.
And there was some talk about it, too. You know, but again, I'll go back and tell you what the fans are going to say. The fans are turned off when they have that writing on the court, under the basket, on the back of jerseys, we're family, unity. They don't want that. Fans don't want that stuff. They really don't. And I think Adam Silver made a big mistake trying to do that, trying to get the diversity in writing on uniforms. Just play basketball. That's what the fans want. Do you agree? Really?
I think that at that point where we were in this country, I think the NBA did the right thing. I know there's a lot of people who don't want to do it.
But it turned people off, though.
But Andy, I'll ask you, why should we have, and this, we could have that conversation, but why should we have breast cancer awareness at NFL games and wear pink? Why should we do that? We should just want football, right? So,
yeah,
so
but this, which, that's a charity.
No, no,
that's
no.
That's saving lives,
But which one is it? Are we there for sports? Or are we there for causes? So you can't have it both ways.
But I think that's a money grab for the NFL, I believe,
it is a money grab, yeah. But I'm just saying, but they use that as a, something that they do. But we want to hear from you. I want you guys to call up 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And I want you to get down on your hands and knees, and I want you to praise Kevin Durant for getting it right. Give him his props, all you belly-aching fans who have been trashing Kevin Durant. He was right, and you were wrong. I want you to call up and say, Rob, Andy, I was wrong. Kevin Durant was right, and then give me your spiel. That's what we want to hear. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
And your call's next, 877-99 on Fox. Love. It's time to show some love. And by the way, it's time to talk about TireRack.com. TireRack.com loves tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every single driver, and they're just a phone call away or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. You answer a few questions, and you get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advan Tire, the all-season Advent tire lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results at a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. And on many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. Game changer, believe me. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Does he get the love? You tell us. That's coming right up. This is The Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard with the Hall of Famer, Rob Parker. And your call's coming right up at 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And you could set it up, Robbie, if you want to, about Kevin Durant. I'm not so certain he's going to get a lot of love because he's a jock. And I think the public basically wants them to keep their mouths shut and just play the game.
I think that we should, and we're talking about Kevin Durant. It was leaked that he wanted Steve Nash and the GM fired. He was right about Steve Nash. Give us a call, 877-99 on Fox, and give Kevin Durant, give KD some love. He was right. Look at his team. They're red hot.
Here we go. Albert in Florida, you're on The Odd Couple. What do you got for us, Albert?
How you doing? And how you doing? Hope your buddy's doing okay. I'm from Maryland. I love KD. How many guys? He's not a ring chaser like LeBron or Brady. How many guys you know would leave a dream team? I'm sure probably at least five more national championships,
right?
World championships.
He's not a ring chaser. He left Oklahoma City for Golden State.
No, but he could have.
Talking about?
He could have stayed at Golden State.
And he was in Golden State, man. He had made. But he gave that up, man. He's a class guy. The only problem with him, he's a good soul. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He cares so damn much. And today's world with athletes, we're the ones who take off for the birthday party. He cares. And he's a good man. He's a good soul. He was raised by his mother. I think he's a great American.
Get your facts right. It was a wedding. It was a wedding for the guy.
Yeah, no.
He's talking about Brady.
No, talking about Jason Tatum took off for his son's birthday party.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We appreciate the call. Thank you. 877-99 on Fox.
Adam in Philadelphia. You're on The Odd Couple. Talk to us, Adam.
Hey, fellas. Rob, I heard you earlier with Doug Gopley filling in for Dan Patrick earlier. That was a good show, by the way.
Man, thank you. Me and Doug always get into it. You know it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I like both of y'all individually on your shows, hearing y'all together for the first time. That was cool, man. That was solid.
Thank you. Where are you? You're going to give KD his props? He was right about this, no?
As a Philly fan, obviously I'm reluctant to admit this, but... But he was right. I'm still mad that he had to get Seth out of the trade, but he was right. He was right.
Yeah, Steve Nash just wasn't a good coach. That team struggled. You know that. Anybody who watched that Nets team, it was always a struggle. And now look at them. They're playing cohesive. They play defense. They're ranked in the top 12 in defense, I think, the last time I looked. They're playing really good basketball.
No, they're playing solid, absolutely. And, you know, as a Philly fan, I'm going to have to be looking out for him come playoff time, absolutely.
Okay,
no
before
doubt.
You go,
appreciate
I know
the
you're
call.
A Philly fan. Adam, before you go, here's the question I have. I would feel a hell of a lot better if KD, instead of giving the ultimatum, you know, trade me or get rid of Nash, if he would have come out and would have said, we're just not developing under Steve Nash. That would have been so much better and not as harsh. That's all. The way it came out, it was like, I hate this guy. Get him out of here. That's the way it came out.
But then remember,
the presentation sucked, but he was right. I get it.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
There we go. Adam in San Bernardino, California. You're on The Odd Couple. What do you got, Adam?
What's going on, guys? Rob, man, you out here getting that money. Filling in for Dan this morning. going 3 for 3 last night. Good job, Big Rob.
Man, hey, it was hot last night. Things are good, no doubt about what a great holiday.
You were hot last night watching those Clippers catch it up. Yeah, you were hot.
I needed that one. I needed that big time.
Listen, KD, is he getting his props right now? Yeah, they hit 9 in a row, but let's see what happens when they get to the playoffs if they run into a Boston. Let's see if the new coach knows what the heck he's doing this time.
That's fair, but you got to admit that Steve Nash, whatever he was doing, wasn't working.
Agreed. You are correct. 110% what he was doing wasn't working.
But it is a small sample size. You're correct.
It is. I'm not saying crown him champion, but they're playing. This is the best that they've played in a long time, and it looks good. That's all.
In years. Absolutely, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope you guys have a great one.
All right, Adam. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Devin in Minnesota. You're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Devin?
Hey, Andy, Rob. Long-time listener. Appreciate you taking my call, guys. I wanted to weigh in. And
yes, sir.
Absolutely that KD deserves the props for speaking up. So, I mean, if you think about it, right, a guy number 9, number 10 off the bench has that same opinion. And I'm sure there's other guys in that locker room that were thinking the same thing KD did, that KD was, but they don't have the voice he does.
Right.
Think about who puts the butts in the seats. It's Kevin Durant more than anybody else.
So quick question, Devin, for you and Rob. Quick question. He's right. He was right. How come nobody in the media, except Rob Parker, is writing this or saying this? How come I don't see it in the back pages of the tabloids in New York City?
You know why? Because people don't want to admit that they're wrong, that they were wrong. And that we shouldn't be that way, Andy. If we're right, we're beating our chest. Thanks for the call, Devin. And if we're wrong, we don't say anything, Andy. It's not right. And I'm going to give Kevin his props, and let's squeeze in one more, Andy. We got another
Sean.
One.
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple. What do you got, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. And you know what, man? Rob, I'm one of those guys. You know, I called in. It's well documented on this show.
Yep.
Ragging on KD, ragging on Kyrie. But let me go ahead and apologize, man. Everybody get real close to the radio. Turn it up real loud.
Yes.
Yeah. Give him a kiss.
No way, no how. I am not on the Rob Parker agenda. Andy, this man failed to let you know he picked the Nets to win the championship the last 2 years and picked them to go to the finals again this year. He's trying to pat himself on the back with both hands. Rob, I'm not impressed by these wins against the bottom of the league. You named 2 good wins. The rest of them, Meshuggah.
Cleveland.
Let's not forget.
They beat Cleveland on the road last night. Come on now. And they beat Milwaukee. And they beat the Warriors, who dismantled Memphis on Sunday. Yes?
The Warriors can't win on the road. Let's not forget when the Sacramento Kings put a 40-point burger on their head the day after they just won against another team on a back-to-back. KD did this to himself, Rob. Jacques Vaughn was the interim head coach before KD even got there. The only reason why they brought Steve Nash on there, he's KD's guy. They traded away Jared Allen, Sean, you got to admit.
But even if that's his guy and you realize it's a mistake and he's not a good coach, I'm give him credit for saying that Steve Nash. Can we admit Steve Ken Nash wasn't a good coach?
He's talking out of both sides of his mouth, Rob. If things wouldn't have got better after the fact, he would have found somebody else to blame, just like he's done his entire career. The guy needs somebody to lean on. He's not an alpha male. It was Chef Curry stirring that ship every time. It was everybody else on the Oklahoma City Thunder that was stirring the ship
Sean,
all the time.
Sean is the Warriors homer. Here we go. And he's still salty because KD left. There you go. We got you. All right, Sean. Merry Christmas to you and the fam.
Merry Christmas, brothers.
All right. Merry Christmas. There we go. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman. I'm in for the main man, Chris Broussard. Coming up right now, the former NFL Executive of the Year, Randy Mueller, will be talking to you next. But first, let's go to another person of the year, Miss Sports for Fox, Monsi Bolaños.
Rob, why don't you introduce me like that? You see how Andy does it?
Well, Andy's a radio icon. I'm not at that level.
No, you're a Hall of Famer. You can't.
No, Monsi. Tell the truth. You told me to say that. You wrote that for me.
Andy, why am I paying you? What am I paying you for if you're going to tell the people our deal? What are we doing here?
Tacos.
Monty, what you don't know is, you know, Andy, years ago, him and Marge Schott had a thing, you know, that's not really public.
Andy,
real quick, you know, the kids, Monty, used to come, Marge Schott, the late owner of the Cincinnati Reds, mm-hmm. one of the few female owners, but...
My girl.
Your girl.
She was a mess. She really was a mess. And the kids used to come down to her seats. She used to sit in the stands, not in the suite. And the most asked question by the kids used to be, Marge, is that beard real? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So
let her rest
rude.
In peace. Come on.
So rude. But I have to agree with both of you. I think we can give Kevin Durant that give him credit that something was off.
Yes.
Something was off. Right, but right. I also agree with Andy that it's a small sample size to say that Steve Nash was a bad coach. Like, I don't think that's necessarily it, but I do think Kevin Durant was onto something, that something wasn't working and it needed to change in order for them to succeed. And they won 9 in a row and they look good. They know what they're doing. So I'm excited to see how the season ends in the NBA because it really is up in the air. And we have a full night of NBA games. The Lakers still on top of the Magic, 73-68 halfway through the third quarter. Thomas Bryant is actually leading LA with 15 points and 7 rebounds. Joel Embiid has 26 points for Philadelphia, but the Wizards are all over them. 74-58 is a score early in the third quarter. My Clippers hanging in there with the Raptors. 58-56 is the score. They're about to go into halftime. And the Pacers are also kind of playing really well lately. They're beating the Hawks 64-53. They're also heading into halftime. In the NHL, the best team in the NHL right now are the Bruins, and the Bruins are currently tied with the Senators at 1-1 with 8 minutes to go in the second period. A little NFL news. Colts head coach Jeff Saturday says quarterback Nick Foles will remain as the team starter for this week's game against the Giants, but the Commanders would not commit to naming a starting quarterback for Sunday's game against the Browns. So we know it's going to be Nick Foles for the Colts. We don't know who it's going to be for the Commanders, who are playing against the Browns on Sunday. Back to you guys.
All right. Monty, we'll see you in an hour. Thank you so much. Coming right up, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL Analyst. Get him on Twitter at Randy Mueller. That's M-U-E-L-L-E-R. He is Rob Parker, the Hall of Fame of Van Buren High School in New York City. I'm a schlep. I'm Andy Furman. I'm right here with Rob. Lucky to be here, filling in for Chris Broussard. And right now, let's welcome Randy Mueller coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Randy, thank you. How are you?
Randy.
Merry Christmas.
I'm doing great, guys. Hey, Andy, you're a good schlep, okay?
He's a radio icon, Randy. Don't let him peddle that. You know that.
I got a question for you, okay? I don't want to make things difficult, but three of the top five rushing teams in the NFL will not make the playoffs. Chicago, Cleveland, Atlanta. The Bears lead the league in running yards, and they're 3-12. Minnesota and the Chargers, they're going to make the postseason, and they're in the bottom five rushing the ball. The Bengals, they're 26th in rushing. So why in the hell would you draft a running back?
It's a great point. I think those days are probably behind us in that we have to run the ball to be successful. The rules have kind of limited the defenders, so guys are getting open more than ever. I think people are spreading the field more. But I'll say this, and I think this team might just sneak into the playoffs, and that's the Carolina Panthers. They ran for 320 on Detroit last week, so I'm not completely giving up on the running game.
Yeah, that was some sight there. Of course, it was a big game, so the Lions didn't show up. That was the game that they could have changed things. But anyway, let me go here first. Josh McDaniels is not dismissing the possibility of benching Derek Carr. Where are you on what will the Raiders do? He's due $33 million. They could cut him February 15th, not have too much damage done on their cap. What would you do if you're the Raiders and Derek Carr?
It's all about options to me, Rob. I mean, they've got to find a better option before they do anything. I think the people that they're going to see on the open market, you know, maybe it's a Geno Smith, maybe it's a Mike White. Are those guys better than Derek Carr? I don't know. I mean, you might be splitting hairs there. Sometimes the devil you have is the best choice. But it's all about options. Yes, they can jump off the contract. There's a couple jumping off points for the Raiders. I don't know what they'll end up doing. I think maybe, and I heard the comments that Josh used, maybe he's trying to wake up the bear, so to speak, to get Derek a little more advanced down the road as far as how he's seeing things and maybe take a risk here or there. But Their passing game has to get better. I'm in agreement there. But how they go about it is going to depend on timing and options when they have to decide on Derek Carr.
Randy Mueller joining us on The Odd Couple with Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman. And I wonder if Mike Tomlin is pinching himself right now. Do you think he pulled Mitch Trubisky too soon in favor of Kenny Pickett at quarterback?
Well, I don't know about that. I think Kenny Pickett is their future. I think that's where they want to go. I think Kenny Pickett has shown that the game is not too big for him. I think he steadily improves every time they roll him out there. So I'm a Kenny Pickett fan. I think he'll be a good player for them in the long haul, and I think Mike sees that. So they're going to ride with him as much as they can and see if they can't put some people around him. But I don't doubt that he thinks that Pickett is the guy, or they would not have picked him where they did this year.
It was easy to, whack Nathaniel Can't Hack It because it was just a mess. We got to admit that. But are there more heads to roll? You know, there's new ownership. The GM who signed Russell Wilson to that crazy contract and some other stuff. I mean, they need to clean house in Denver. No?
Well, they've got issues, that's for sure. And I guess the question for me would be, Rob, is who made the decision to let Hackett go? Was that the GM? Was that the owner? Who was all involved in that? Because that would tell me a lot about what's coming. You know what I mean?
Right.
What's the next step? If the owner said, we're going to do this, my guess is George Payton, the GM, had sold Nathaniel Hackett to ownership when they bought the team and when they were officially awarded the team. So there's been some things go haywire with some of the decisions they've made there. I don't know that we've seen the last shoe drop. I think if I'm Denver, I'm probably looking at somebody like Sean Payton and going all in and finding a way to change what they've done. At minimum, they're going to have to hire a veteran, experienced coach, and Sean Payton might fit all the bills.
Randy Mueller, let's talk about a quarterback in New York whose name is Zach Wilson. He was picked after Trevor Lawrence in the draft. Will the Jets and Zach Wilson together ever turn the corner? What's the deal with Zach Wilson?
And I want to just chime in real quick on this question because, Randy, Zach Wilson hasn't played well. I'm not trying to make any excuses for him. But the Jets have had a mountain of quarterbacks who have failed for that organization. Right. Sam Darnold. Geno Smith. I mean, we could go on and on and on of people who have failed in that organization. So is it all on Zach Wilson, or is there something wrong with that organization?
Well, I'll say this, and I think you were onto something because it seems a little toxic. I understand Zach has not played well. I understand he's lost the locker room. I get all that. But it seems to me like there's always something else. Just like from what has happened the last 24 hours when the Jets let it out that they're going to move on from Zach Wilson after the season's end. If I'm the GM there, I'm really ticked that that even got out. For one thing, they didn't get it from the GM. They must have got it from a coach. So there's already splinters of messaging going out. And let's face it, I understand the New York media. It's hard. I get it. It's not for everybody. But at the same time, they've always been, like you say, Rob, messed up. It's always been toxic. It's always been a love-hate relationship. The quarterback's either the greatest thing in the world. He's franchise. He saves everything, or he's awful. There's no in-between. And I don't think you can handpick a quarterback and put a timeline on his development. Some take a year. Some take 5 years. Hey, these same New York fans and media wanted Phil Simms gone, 30 years ago because he was getting hurt all the time.
No doubt.
In his career. Mm-hmm. And then he came around later on. So I just think at some point you've got to grin and bear it and just figure this guy's going to be with us 3 or 4 years and ride the roller coaster. That's what drafting one that high does. You're going to have bad and good to all put in the equation of what how we evaluate these guys.
I want to ask you also about Tom Brady. He spoke about if the next time he retires is going to be for good or this or that. I just, Tom Brady this year, I'm very disappointed in from the standpoint of all the distractions, all these stuff. Like, I just can't. And I know Todd Bowles, I do blame him. He's got to run the team. What about the other 52 guys? But when a guy doesn't go to a walkthrough to go to a wedding during the season and 11 days away from bonding with his teammates and training camp, I've been covering the NFL since 1987. I don't remember any player who's ever been away from training camp and got a pass. And it's still, should Tom Brady keep playing or should he have to totally commit or should he bow out?
Well, I think the big thing for me is his play on the field, and I don't. That suffered, in my opinion. I'm with you. I don't think he's played well, and I think you're judged on some of those things you mentioned away from football on how you play, and I don't think he's earned the chips this year to be able to do those kind of things and not be criticized. So I understand your criticism and probably would agree with it. Again, this is just my personal opinion. I would love to see Tom walk away. I want to remember him for what he is,
right?
Not you know what he was, not necessarily what he is now. And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's earned the right to do whatever he wants. But this is the greatest quarterback ever to play, and I hate to see him struggle. I really do. I wish we would just move on, and that way we can at least have fresh in our mind what he is.
Right, Randy Mueller, I got a quickie before we let you go. Okay. If you're starting a team, and you're the guy, you're a former NFL Executive of the Year. If you're starting a team, who would be your first pick?
Probably Pat Mahomes. I think you know what you're going to get with him week in and week out. And I compare him, and it's a hard choice with Josh Allen, but Pat Mahomes has been the most consistent performer. I think he can throw every throw in the book. He's going to carry you. He doesn't need everything perfect around him. We see him operating really well at a high level right now, and this is without Tyreek Hill and some of the tools he's had in the past. So I'm picking Pat Mahomes until somebody just jumps out at me, and I haven't seen that person yet.
All right.
Randy,
hey, Happy New Year, Randy, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
guys.
You. You know that.
You bet.
Yeah, Randy Mueller. Get him on Twitter at Randy Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. He's Rob Parker. He's a Hall of Famer. I'm Andy Furman in for the one and only Chris Broussard. And by the way, make room in Canton for this NFL player. We're going to tell you who he is next.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Off the field, he did it the wrong way. We'll get to that in just about a minute. It's about 11 minutes now before the top of the hour. This is The Odd Couple. I'm in for Chris Broussard. My name is Andy Furman. I'm working alongside the Hall of Famer, Rob Parker. And by the way, we are basically here in the TireRack.com studios. No doubt about that. But I want to talk about a guy who announced today that he's going to retire at the end of the season. It's the Arizona Cardinals defensive lineman, J.J. Watt. And he did it on Twitter, all right? And there's no doubt in my mind that he had a 12-year career and he's going to be a Hall of Famer, probably a first ballot Hall of Famer. He was three times named Defensive Player of the Year, joining Aaron Donald and Lawrence Taylor. So right away, he's in some great company. But here's my question, and I'll run it by you because maybe you could set me straight. Why in the hell would you announce it on Twitter? Why not let the club do it? By the way, with two games remaining, why announce it at all? Is it love? That he wants love? Is this an ego thing? He wants praise? Come on, you don't have to do this. And it's a slap in the face to the club. The club should announce that with a big news conference with him there at the conference, not shoving it on Twitter in 120 words or 240 words, whatever it may be.
Yeah, this is who these guys are. They've lived in this world, Andy. I'm with you, and I guess he's basically saying something about it's his son's first ever game and his last NFL home game or whatever he did, and that's fine. You know, you played 12 years. That's a brutal way to earn a living. Anybody who's played in the NFL, you know this, Andy. You talk to NFL guys.
No, I didn't play in the NFL. No.
Not that you played, but you talk to guys. It ain't easy, right? No. It ain't easy, and there's a lot of hurt and issues after you finish playing. And if you could get out of there without being seriously hurt, J.J. Watt, I mean, he had a great career. 12 years is a long time, and if he's done with football, you got to really want to do it, really love it to continue doing it. That's 12 years, again, three Defensive Player of the Year awards. That's a hell of a career, and if he's done and his heart's not in it, you should get out. You should get out. But I'm with you. Maybe he wants everybody to give him love. That was his last two games, or maybe he just came to that decision. I don't know. We don't know. He could have woke up.
We'll never know.
He could have woke up and just said, "I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I got plenty of money, and I want to start my second life."
Only three players have more sacks than J.J. Watt since he entered the league back in 2011. That's a tremendous stat. Von Miller, Cameron Jordan, and Chandler Jones. That's unbelievable. But I would say this, and maybe I'm way off base on this as well. I mean, if he was playing on a winner, he'd play. You know, he's disgusted losing, and he's tired, and he's beat up, and he said, you know what? The heck with it. I'm walking away. I don't want to play on this team. You know, and it's kind of like the opposite of Tom Brady, who probably is going to continue even though he's playing on a bad team. J.J. Watt says, I've had enough. I'm on a bad team. We're going nowhere. I'm going to go into the sunset and spend time with my kids and my wife.
Can you blame him? I can't blame him.
No, hell no. No.
And here's, you know, we talked about Brady in the first hour, and here's J.J. Watt saying, okay, I had enough, and here's Tom Brady, who just can't let go, let go of it. And I don't have any
issues. He has
nowhere
to go to. He has no wife. Where's he going to go?
I don't think that the chance of him retiring, especially now that his marriage is over and where he's at, he probably, if he really was serious about it, he could have retired, right? Or retired during the season to save his marriage if that was something he really wanted to do. That's why I believe that there was more to it. But anyway, in J.J. Watt's case, you tip your cap to him. Go in there, play as hard. Don't cheat. Don't hang around just to make money. Your heart's really not in it. You're going through the motions. You don't care whether you win or lose. I think that those guys are the guys who just get out of the game. You know, just get out of the game. You had a great career, great life, and you have a whole life ahead of you. So many NFL players wind up getting seriously hurt or have issues after they retire. And he's had his share of injuries as well, so hats off to J.J. Watt. He was one of the best.
You know, when you mention hanging around and just going through the motions, you know what I think of? And maybe it's wrong. I think of Ryan Fitzpatrick. This guy's been in the league 18 years, and the checks that he collected as a backup. As a backup, think of the career this guy had. He's on TV now in the Amazon deal on Thursday nights. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, he hung around 18 years in checks. Love it. right?
Amazing, no doubt.
It really is. It's unbelievable. Rob Parker, Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. Here's the question of the night. Should one baseball team run the other way from this player? We'll explain that next right here on The Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.